So, as we now know, in Illinois, it will be against the law to purchase or possess assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And for the life of me, while I think I'd recognize one, I did not see a definition of what an assault weapon or an assault-style weapon is. What exactly did we ban here? Is it by name and manufacturer? Tanya Shart is a senior counsel and director for state and federal policy at the Brady Institute, the BradyUnited.org people. Hey, Tanya, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
So can you give us the definition? I mean, I looked it up, but it wasn't all that satisfactory to me on Wikipedia. What's an assault weapon?
Sure. Absolutely. Assault weapons are defined in certain different ways. There are specific models and types of firearms that you'll see identified in the legislation. And then also they might be defined by certain features that they have, whether it's pistol grips or foregrips, which makes it easier to maneuver and harder to pull away, telescoping or folding stock, which makes them concealable, barrel shrouds, flash suppressors, muzzle brakes. These are all features that essentially increase the lethality of guns. So it's a complicated definition for sure, but it is really representative of something that makes these weapons far more lethal and really are the kinds of weapons that we've seen used in so many mass shootings all across the country.
So, you know, we're so focused on the Highland Park shooting here in Illinois. It says here in the paper today, the passage comes 6 months after a gunman in Highland Park killed 7 and wounded 48. At a 4th of July parade, police say the shooting suspect used a Smith & Wesson M&P-15, an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle, whose initials M&P stand for military and police. So I think mostly we see that all the time, AR-15. What you just described, is that an AR-15?
AR-15s have some of those features, yes.
So what if it had, isn't it tricky? I mean, so what if it had some of those features, but not all of those features? Or is there another gun that's not called an AR-15, but has those features? How do we know which guns are going to be banned?
It's going to be complicated. I think the AG's office is going to release guidance to specifically identify them. But again, there is a long list of specific models of guns that absolutely are 100% covered by this definition. And then there's a second category that covers guns with certain features. So, you know, again, I'm not going to suggest that it's not complicated. It certainly is. But I think that most of the guns at issues will be listed in that long list of makes and models that are identified by make and model.
And then the people that already have these guns will have to register them within 300 days. What's the Brady Group's take on that?
We think it's really important. Actually, I'll take a step back. You know, certainly I think the most important element of this bill is that it's going to prevent the continued proliferation of these weapons of war to ensure that no more are sold into the state of Illinois. That really represents the will of the people of Illinois and really the will of most Americans. But, you know, I think at the same time, the bill is very reasonable in that it allows those who already have these to maintain possession, but just to provide information to law enforcement. I'm sorry, to the state. So, and that's a really important tool, one, for implementation and enforcement of the law. So if a law enforcement agent encounters somebody with one of these weapons, it will be very easy for that person to be able to say, hey, this is a legally owned firearm here. Let me show you it's been registered with the state. Second, you know, if one of these weapons is recovered in crime, it can then be traced to the last owner, and we can see kind of how it ended up being used in crime. So, you know, I think it's a very reasonable tactic. It's really focused. It's a tool for law enforcement, and it allows those who have these weapons to maintain them.
The word here is it may be unconstitutional, the law we passed in Illinois.
You know, there have been laws passed in 8 other states and the District of Columbia. They have all withstood constitutional challenges. There are renewed challenges, certain given the recent Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
But we feel confident that they're constitutional. We do not think that there's a constitutional right to possess these assault weapons or these large capacity magazines.
Well, you know, there is a little sense to that. I mean, I know we have a different Supreme Court now, and I know that similar bills have also been struck down. But I can't own a grenade launcher, and we all agree that citizens should not be allowed to buy machine guns. So we've already established that we will restrict the ownership of certain types of weapons. So now, to me, it's just a matter of degree. Do we find this weapon offensive enough, dangerous enough, or beyond the Second Amendment enough that it should be banned or can be banned? I'm of a mind that it should be, but I don't know what the judges are going to say.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of us aren't entirely sure given the new landscape after that Supreme Court decision. But what I'll say is that the only functional difference between these weapons and a military-issued M4 rifle is that the latter can shoot one bullet, more than one bullet with the pull of a trigger. With the pull of a trigger. These firearms are designed for offensive attack. They're not, really very good for self-defense in the first place, which is really the root of what the Second Amendment has been established to provide.
Well, Tanya, what do you say to this, though? A lot of people say the AR-15 is a hunting weapon, that's a very popular weapon, and all the rest of this stuff is cosmetic. What do you say to that?
You know, they're not particularly good for hunting, and I think most hunters would say that that's not what you would use as a hunting rifle. I think that the industry has tried to paint a picture of them being useful for hunting, but I really actually think that's a little bit of a red herring. I think there are other rifles that don't have the category, the features are not ARs that are much more readily used for hunting.
Tanya Schartz, a senior counsel and director, state and federal policy at Brady. BradyUnited.org is the website. Tanya, I'm out of time today. This has been very helpful and probably not the last time I'm going to need your guidance on this. We will call you again.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a good day.